go over a little bit the Chaznish of the Mishneh Berurah. We said in Hilchos Boirer is the Issur Lohitzi Psoiles Min Arichel. Not allowed to take out the Psoiles Min Arichel. That even if you're doing it Al Menas Lechoy Le'Avter, even if you want to eat right away, dino, if you want to take out the Arichel out of the Psoiles, then you're allowed to. You have a lot of dirt and you have inside an apple, you're allowed to take out the apple and eat it right away. But to take out the Psoiles in the Arichel is also, even if you want to eat it right away. The Arichel, not the Psoiles. Now to make it clear, even if the Yerushalmi is mistapik in it, but this is what we paskin, if you have a lot of Psoiles, let me say when you have apple, you have a lot of mud. You're not allowed to take out the Psoiles of the Arichel. Why? You're metaking the food. Yochai Yashoyel V'Yishal, okay, so I will take out only a little bit of mud. I will leave mud inside. As Hashem Motzei Shabbos, I'll finish. So the example maybe is a little bit too extreme. I was like, you have nuts, you have nuts. A bag full of nuts. You have inside a couple pieces of mud. Yeah. Five little pieces of stones, little stones inside. You bought this, one of the stores in Geula. Nuts. And you have a little bit pieces inside. Now, what is the tikkun of the nuts? They don't have the psoiles. You look inside, you see like 20 pieces of nuts. Of dirt inside the nuts. Or the moshel, you know, you have peeled nuts. You can bite them without the peel. And inside the bag, you see a little bit shells. So you say, cheshbeke, it's a little bit shells, you know, the chava eats it. I know Shabbos, you're not allowed to be boiled. I will take out 80% of the shells. I will eat 20%. Motzei Shabbos, I will do it. Why was it sad for some people to think that it's allowed to? The chefze of boiled is to metaken. When I take out the ganz psoiles, I was metaken. Here I didn't take out the whole psoiles. I took out some of the psoiles. It's awesome. The ma'aser halacha is also could be in a case like I will tell you, Lo Yitzu, a person has a huge cluck of mud inside is a little apple, a sweet little apple, and he takes off a part of the mud, and the whole thing stays dirty. Ken zaydus bichlal nishkin ma'aser breyer. Why am I doing that? Now we'll turn over the shayla to the other shayla that is more negeya. The halacha is, you're not allowed to take out the psoiles out of the Arichel. Because I'm attacking. And we said, even if I leave psoiles inside the Arichel, I'm not allowed to take. But the halacha came and said, I'm mishulid v'kechidush. And I know, when you learn belondus, it's not so gishmak. I have psoiles, I cannot take it out, right? Because I'm attacking the nuts. And even if I have a little bit more psoiles, we said, if I take out a little bit psoiles, I'm already a shtickle metaken. What would be if I have nuts and I have some shells inside? I want to take out the shells. Not allowed to. But you could take out the shell with a little bit food. Right? That locha we know. You have a fly inside a cup. You take him out with a spoon. In a second, we'll see the chazanish or not. That is the halacha. A spoon, a big spoon, a ladle. But you're allowed to love a song. You have a soup and you have a fly drowned inside the soup. You take the ladle and you take out the soup with the fly, and then the rest you serve. Right? That's the halacha. If it's enough to take out with a spoon, or you have to take out a whole ladle, we'll see in a second. So that's in Yishal HaShoyel, why I'm allowed to. That's how it says, because I didn't separate the Pseiles from the Oichel. I took out Oichel and Pseiles. Even at clapping the whole Oichel, I really fixed the Oichel. I can't serve the soup of the fly, I could vomit. Yeah? I can't serve it. I'm going to practice. And again, I'm explaining. When I have a soup with five flies, and I took out two flies, that's awesome. Why? The mice in the soup has flies. The answer is, but you're starting to fix it. As a gateman, you know. You start to take out the dirt, one fly, two flies, five flies, and then the soup is okay. That is not loch. Yeah, the Yerushalmi was mesupik, but as a kind of as a kind. Even so, the aloch lets us to do fakert, to take out the psoilis with the oichel. And we don't say by taking out the psoilis with the oichel, lemaisa, the rest of the soup. What has to be the answer? The answer has to be, because when I take out the psoilis with some oichel together, a ladle full with a fly, it's considered that I separate the food from each other. It's not considered I took out the fly out of the soup. I separate the soup from each other. Like I gave the example, if you have a huge piece of mud with an apple and I cut the mud in the middle, I would not say that it's like I'm taking out one of the dirts. I just cut the mud to two. You're right that in one mud is fully mud, and in the other mud is mud with an apple. But it's not a ma'aseh breira. Lemaise, the Tal says, you're allowed to take out, when you have a fly, with a spoon, you take out the fly with a little bit of liquid with it. The Mishnah Berurah understood that every time when I take out psoilis with a little bit of oichel, it's not considered ma'aseh breira. Yeah? The Chazon Ish says, doesn't make sense. I'm attacking the ganzoich. The Taz said you're allowed to take out the fly. Zog the Chazon Ish, and this is what we need very much. The fly is not mixed with the whole soup. He's only mixed in between his wings and his feet and his legs and his hands. Ben knofo v'krov, there it's mixed. When I take it out with a spoon, the rest is not considered mixed. Meila, l'fide Chazon Ish. Lo yitzur, you have a soup with a lot of flies. The second we get to the ice cube, but I'm saying, lo mechad was what we have and what we have to learn to ourselves. You have a soup with a lot of flies. So the Chazon Ish, you're not allowed to take them out. Even with soup. Because now the soup is mixed with flies. When it's one fly, there's a soup, and one fly is swimming inside. But when it's a lot of flies, but, Zohar Chazon Ish, if you take a lot of soup, like a full ladle, then we look at it like dividing. Like, kula alma bimaskim, if you have a cup with a fly, you're allowed to pour a half a cup, then to check where's the fly and to drink the other half. It's not breira. They're separating it. So if you take a lot of oichel, the Chazon Ish was matir. So the fide Chazon Ish, again, one fly, lekula alma, we have a taz, you can take it out with a spoon. A bunch of flies, the fide Chazon Ish, at least a ladle. How much exactly, the poskim did not say, but not a little bit. Lemosh. You have a salad, we said, and you have a lemon pit that fell into the salad. You take it out with one little piece of tomato, cucumber. For the Chazon Ish, you have to have a shtick salad to take out with it. The same thing if you have a bone. For the Mishnah Berurah, if you pick up the bone, it's a little bit meat on it, a little bit fish, it's okay. For the Chazon Ish, you have to cut a chosh of a piece. He said, if you suck the bone, then even the Chazon Ish you're allowed. We'll go on all different protim of Hilchos Boira. And then we'll go back feed them to the Chaznish and all different Echatim Tzitz. The Shmir Shabbos Ki Hilchoso was Mechadish. And Klal Yisrael were Maskim. It's not so much Motsui anymore. In some bakeries, they put a tag, a label. And then, Ana Yoyim, Atamoitze is Mezoinus roll. State Mezoinus, right? How you could write on a roll Mezoinus. It's other with food color, yeah? Oh no, they put like a tag. You ever saw these stickers? Now, you want to take off the sticker. So, first the Shmir Shabbos has busy with Shleime. If you take it off and a little bit from the challah goes off, so it's not Sholem. So some people say they're very expert. They know mamish to peel it off. So the Shmir Shabbos, then they go straight again. Why? This is mamish boira. Psoiles mitechoichem. And it's not like peeling the orange that you're allowed. Now, but if you take it off with a bit of challah, you're allowed to. Loimi boyle mishlebura the pseles with a little bit eichel as mutter. Here, Pshmazam and Erebach said it's mutter even if you're the chazanish. And I wanted to get the lumdis. Because boyle is very important to get pieces of lumdis, because every time it's different. Why? Here, the kule alme, the tag is not mixed inside the challah. He's the most mixed in the place that he's stuck. Even that is a chiddush that it's called boyle. So I want to train you a little bit to learn like a Shlomo Zalman. So it's nagat to you this halacha with the sticker or not? Every Shabbos it's nagat to you. If you don't have a good wife. You know, today they do cakes. You know what is a cake? How you make a chocolate cake? Put it, you make like things, then you put it in the oven, then you take it out. But a lot of times the tin could get burned, it could stick to the tin. So what do you do? Something that's called paper baking, baking paper. I don't know exactly what I mean. You know that paper that is like white and interesting, yeah?
Wax.
Oh, wax paper, something like that. In Hebrew they call it niyara fia. Kipshuta. Now, a lot of time the cake is stuck to that paper. Not the coveting to serve it. In a second we'll get to the cupcake, yeah? Benson, it happens the same thing in a cupcake. Cupcake is a mini paper like that. Because they do it in a big one. A cupcake. I think in Hebrew also they call it cupcake, that I think. But so the motion, you have a cupcake. You're allowed to take out the cake out of the cupcake? We set up Shabbos. Now you learn up Shabbos. So you're allowed or you're not allowed? You're going to get every Shabbos. Not everyone gets a cupcake every Shabbos. Shabbos Zalman says it's no problem. It says the cupcake, it's a separate thing. But he says two things. And one thing I'm not sure myself. He said, long as you have a baking paper, a wax paper, and a cake, and you took it off. But a lot of people are not so lucky, and some places it stays stuck. That, of Shmuel Zalman said, is the easel to peel off. Because when it's the whole paper, it's like a shelf. But when you took it off, then a couple stripes stay stuck in the bottom. It's very not becoming to serve it, right? You can't take it off. It's boira, pseiles mitaychoicha. Just the mamchish. In the Shabbos, just after the chokhmah is when you learn to try to picture where it's going to be nagea. We spoke last week on the picture, 2 weeks ago. Lel Shabbos, after davening, a yid comes over to me. His wife bought this interesting thing. He has to ask mamish elsi in Gemara. She found it in one of these fancy stores. I was trying to figure it out because I wanted to buy it to see it exactly. What you do is, it's like a pitcher. Has like a little place. You cut lemon and you put them inside. and you close it, and the water goes through the lemon, and it gives like a lemonish taste to the water. But no piece could come out. It's like a good drainer. But all the drink goes inside that lemon. So if you put it in and out, we learn you're allowed to. But he told me, no, especially it's inside that the water the whole time goes in. And when you pour out, the water comes out from there. It's mamish klisha also lebreira. Mamish klisha also lebreira. So we said that even that it's not, but the water that's in, the water that is sitting there is already mixed. So that water, l'chol, you can't pour out. It's not like the brita, these things we said, maybe already, it's already sift. It doesn't care if it's mixed inside the coals or not. Here, the whole idea is that the water will sit. We'll get in a second. I'm a sutuk. But I want you to say why you're allowed to. So in a cupcake, l'chua, you're allowed to take out the cupcake off of the cake. The cupcake off, the paper of the cupcake off of the cupcake. I don't know, I call it inside. Of a lover zog, and you have a cupcake, and you took out the cupcake. Now, you're not makbid in the raivet. The raivet says every time you eat, you leave like little bits. You want to pick the bits of the cupcake. You know, you're not full. Whole seconds, you know, to learn the whole little Shabbos. So you want to pick the little crumbs from the paper. You're allowed to or not? For sure you're allowed to. It's Oichel Mitoch Pseilus. So you write that it's mamish like a brei, right? But it's Oichel Mitoch Pseilus. Could be if you want to pick it and like to make a little ball and to leave it for another hour in the middle of the Seder, that you're not allowed to. About the ikers and the gads, but you know, these papers are very again, but they're like brownies. So it's practical. And the brownies, they put a piece of paper, or when they do, you know, chocolate chips, cookies, they also put on the papers. And there, a lot of times, if it's not mutznach, the baker, there's a little bit of papers are stuck, it's the issue to take it off. But go back to. They have today also a lot of times they have different kind of foods. You get like a kind of hata, a kind of salami, cold cuts. Sometimes the mamash come to the table and you mamash find like a little plastic left over. You have to peel them off. You're not so sure. First you're not so sure if it's a part of the food or not. And then you figure out that it's not a part of the food. And your mamash want to peel it off. Again, if it's a big piece, but then it's like a peel. I'm saying, you have to know. And the cake, Rishon Zalman, Mamish Holder, is attached. None of the other things are not attached. You have to know the Metzius, if it's connected or not. A person has an apple. A part of the apple is rotten. If it's a rotten that you cannot eat it completely, it's Pseudus Deiraisen. If you eat it al yedei adchak, pseil es derabanan. If you could eat it, this is not so gishmak. There's no boicher at all. So we want to discuss if you're allowed to take off that area that is mamish bad. If it's mamish, you cannot eat it, you're not allowed to take it off. Right, not allowed to take it off. So what do you do? So the Moshe, if you have an apple and one part is very bad, if you have a it's allowed to take off a little bit. Right? You have to take off a little bit off. Even if you're a chazanish, you take off a little bit. If you could eat it on the adchak, it's only Issa the Rabbana. If you can eat it just it's not gishmak, then it's no boiler. Words nagi ala maisa. Bananas, right? You know that rotten part of the banana, the soft part that we don't like so much? You have a banana, you serve it to your kid, who was begging for this banana, you open the banana, and in one area is like very mushy. He doesn't want it. You're allowed to take a knife, and manage only when it's mushy to pull it out, because everyone could eat it. It's eatable. That's a gishmak. It's not that you can't eat it. So then you're allowed to. Moshe and apple, sometimes you have places that you can't eat. Or the Moshe, you have a tomato, and you have a place that you can't eat. Yeah, the Filim Mishnebu, you have to take a little bit, the Filim Chazanish. Shmazaman Arabach told us it's more nageh also and a cake. Every time in the kitchen, you know, sometimes you go in, you might find the ladies at Michal Shabbos Deraise. They're just serving the cake and the Michal Shabbos Deraise, if you will be said now. Try to picture the case. I just want you to get the tefis. Okay, they made a birthday cake. And they want to serve it. Before they put a nice chocolate on. The mice and the lady was on the phone. The bottom of the cake is a little bit burnt. She's allowed to cut it off with a knife before she serves it. How do you fill the fish? Why I made like as a, you know, if it was then you cut it, the meaning of the day. And she forgot it in the fire a little bit. So the bottom of it is burnt, you can't serve it like that. So it's very easy, you just take a knife. You do it before you cut it. After you cut it, it's very hard to do it. Right? So she wants just to peel off the burnt part. She's allowed or she's not allowed. If you cannot eat it, also. If you can eat it on that chag, it's also with the rabbanan. If it's eatable, it's not so geschmack. So why I'm saying, because there they ate it, they cut it off with another piece, and she doesn't want to serve. So spoil the whole shape. She wants to cut nice slices. It was in the cake. If she could spill something with the cake, people would come with a knife and they like scrape it a little bit. Well, the chicken got a little burnt, you just scrape it a little bit. That is boyer psoilus mitoyechem. Zaman Omer told me once that his koyach was every time when he learned, he tried to miyad think, okay, rotten fruit. Where is nagah in the kitchen? Not in a rotten fruit. Well, I'm all this reason. Yeah, rotten fruit was nagah to me. Rotten fruit, a burnt cake. Today, rotten fruit is not so nagah. In the second, I was speaking a case that it is nagah, not so nagah. A burnt cake, it's nagah a lot of times. A burnt fish is a lot of times nagah. You just leave it a little bit, you can't serve it. A bocher asked me on the way here, I think it's too fruit. He asked me if you're allowed to cut off the edge of the challah, you know, it's might be not to eat it if it's boiled. It's the same challah, but he's makbid not to eat it. It's very makbid not to eat it. It's like psoilus. It's muta. I don't know if he's here now or not. I was walking the way. Yes. Now, okay, a person decides he's not playing with this little rotten. He just wants to take out the rotten apple to put it on the side and to serve the good apples. He's allowed to or not? If the whole apple is rotten, there's no shayla. So if he wants to take out the rotten one and he will eat, he will cut it, you're allowed. The question is, he wants to take out the rotten apple. It was two cases. He has guests. You know, a lady is serving grapes to the table. It's two grapes that are, you know, someone helped himself. It's like bitten, you know, it's not gishmak. You know, you can see two grapes like are black holes inside, yeah? If you serve that, no one will touch the grapes, right? So she just picks off the couple nice ones and she serves them. Now she's allowed to or not? That grape himself has good areas. Same thing, apples. Yeah, the chassid is going to the dish, he's serving this platter, and he sees like one orange mamish half rotten. You know, so he serves that, he's nice, yeah? Now he's allowed to pick up that orange or not? Zogim Shmuel HaYabach. That is Torah Machlekes, Chazanish. If you're in Mishneh Berurah, you're allowed to. If you're in Chazanish, it's also. But a lot of people want to say that it's also for everyone. Klapei the guests, kuloi psoilis. There's a big argument below this. It's a big problem what to do. But a lot of times, you go to the kitchen, you want to serve the grapes, and it's like the two grapes on top, like holes, yeah? So you want to take them off. You have to know, sometimes it's not a taroilis. It's all of it is. The answer is maybe to take off three grapes. Again, to yourself you're allowed to. When you're eating, it's not gishmak, you move them away. You're allowed to. There's a mice you could eat it. And when I got the spoon with the fly, I think you give up on the whole spoon, yeah? But here could be clappy guests. All this is not the only for guests. So when I'm serving, this is not servable. So, not close, it's more than the Heidegger person, I'm very misupic about it. Now, the same thing is, we have today letters. You serve letters, so you buy like a mole. Now, the problem with the mole is the outside ones normally are irrelevant, not relevant. You know, they're black and dirty, they're not lemaisa. The inside ones are more better. You can buy today a ready cut, but that one. Well, the guy didn't buy a ready cut. Yeah, he buys it like when you buy it before Pesach. Yeah, you buy them all the Pesach, you get ready, but you got the whole thing. Now, we already mentioned once, and we didn't mention it properly, and we'll see. It's maybe one thing that we had a little mistake the way we mentioned the last year, and we wanted to make it clear. There's a Mishneh Berurah that says that Lamazon, a person has a pile of coats. Happens a lot of times in my house. And Vayim Bochum Sudah Shabbos. So I don't think they have the jacket in the suit. My father doesn't take it off. The king, the Shabbos comes, you get undressed. But I guess my father lets to take off the hat jacket. We of course would never take off the hat jacket. Shabbos Amalka. How you could take it off? But the guests we like to take off. We don't force them. If they want, to be kodesh, they could stay. But we let them to take off the hat jacket. So long as I have 10 bachurim, they put all the 10 hat jackets. Then one bachur wants to take his jacket. He was the bottom one. So for him, all those are called subservience, right? He's allowed to pick up the jackets to get his jacket or not. Mishavu says you're allowed to. He's not boy absurdus. He's just breaking his way through. He's trying to get to it. Why I'm saying, we mentioned last week, if you have the top and the bottom of the chickens. So we said, anyway, it's not really boy, but if the person mamash doesn't like it, it's certainly. If he can't get to the bottom, then you're allowed to move the top. Not boy absurdus. You want to get to that. We'll see later. So if the marshal, a person, he wants to get to the good leaves. So he's moving off the bad leaves. Not because he's boyer psoilis b'tei choichem. He's trying to get there. We'll have to see. Any peeling is really no get to that aloch. So then you're allowed to. We'll go to the next halacha. We mentioned already, if a person has a chavis of yayin, full with wine, and he has shmolim, these are the pieces that are inside the wine, and he pours out the wine, and the shmolim stay inside. So here's the shayin. If a person has wine mixed with pieces of shmolim, and he takes out the wine, it's oichel mitoch psoilis. Here's the shayla. He has the chavis of wine and the shmogim. He pours out the wine, but he does it carefully that the shmogim get hold by the chavis. So we look at him like taking out wine that is muta, or he's holding shmogim that is osu. How we look at a person that is pouring out the pitcher? He has the shmogim inside, he only wants to drink wine. If he takes a spoon or a ladle and takes out the wine, he's allowed to. If he takes out the pieces, he's not allowed. So that's the shayla. Other you might say oichel mitoch psoilis, other psoilis mitoch oichel. Not doing both. Other oichel mitoch psoilis, other psoilis mitoch oichel. So what are you doing? So the Gemara says like this. If the marshal, the shmorim are in the bottom, you're allowed to take the top. The kulal. If the marshal, you have flies on top and you have like a thing that you can open for the bottom, you're allowed to. The Gemara says, but you're not allowed to pour out the wine from the shmorim when you came to the area that they mix. The hain. If you have a huge big chavis, bottom shmorim, I can pour wine. But when I come to the mixed area, I'm not allowed. Why? Zog demo genavram. What I'm not allowed to means I'm not allowed to sift it. Or I'm not allowed to do it if it's not le'alter. But le'alter I'm allowed to. The hain demo genavram holds, you're allowed to pour out. The most you have a fly in a cup. You pour out the water and the fly stays inside. You're allowed. We're looking at it like Embeir Oichel Mitter Pseiles, not Pseiles Mitter Oichel. Le'umas then the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, it's considered that I'm holding the fly. And B'meir he holds that it's also. The Mishnah Brura paskins that it's mutter. If you machmer like Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's also. So lefi the Mishnah Brura, if you have a fly, you're allowed to pour and hold the fly to stay. You have soup, you only want the liquid. You take the soup out and you pour it very gently, and the knei lechem the lotion, everything stays inside, you're allowed to. Lefi the Shulchan Aruch Harav, also. Till here it's clear. In the old days, maybe people do it today, how you do tea? So some people have the visaski, you know, the bags. The regular tea. What? You know, the visaski tea. I saw this week, it's the first time I said over a story in Shir, that I saw this week, I was learning a Sefer al Teira. It's brought down there, Maisa. We learned about Mitzir and Yeshiva. There was two Bochum in Valozhin. And they were learning the Sugya. Leme masnisin de loike benanas. So the Shvacha Bocher asked the Choshev Bocher, what is enough kemina masnisin? Yoke benanas, nishke benanas. What's enough kemina? That Bocher went off the derech and he went to the Russian army. Choshev Bocher became a Choshev Bocher. The guy that went to the Russian army became the head, the helper of the general. He would polish his shoes, carry his bags. The Choshev Bocher married Vysatsky from the tea. One of the richest people in Russia. And Vysatsky, they sold the tea to the Russian army. One day the head of the army, the general, came to the Vysatsky's house to close a deal about the tea. He came with that Bocher, that helper. And the other Bocher, the Choshev Bocher, was sitting in the dining room and he was learning. And he met his friend. I went off the dirt. And he told him, you asked me, what is nafkamina? Leme masnisin de loike bananas. This is the nafkamina. I'm sitting here, and you're sitting. Those are the terats. And masnisin is ke bananas or not. So the way they did the tea in that days, they had like a little pitcher. That the way it's done, you put inside scents without a bag. You pour hot water. You close it. And the top of the pitcher, that little pitcher, has like a little thing you pour it, has like a sifter, that only the tea comes out and the leaves don't come out. you're allowed to use it in Shabbos or not. Now again, why this shaila is so important? This is the only thing that we have from Gedolei Yisrael. In a second I will speak to you a couple of keli that we have the same by us in our days. But this is the keli that we had from the time of the Chazon Ish. It was called in Hebrew, Teyon. T-S-T. Teyon, it's fruity. This is the name in Hebrew. Today it's called Teyon. So you know, you had the big pitcher that you could serve. Like a small little cute little one. Has the same thing, it's a Teyon. Now, the way you had it, when I was learning in Panovich, you had a hot water and Shabbos, and the top was a Teyon. Now, even if today people don't use leaves, they put five packages of tea inside that thing before Shabbos. Now I'll explain. Some people are choishesh to isul bishul and Shabbos. Now it's a big shayla if you're allowed to do tea and Shabbos or not. Well, the frum people don't do tea and Shabbos. Some people have kulas. It's ready cooked, lishlishi. We don't cook. We do the tea before Shabbos, right? So how you have tea before Shabbos? Or you put sense in hot water, or you put a lot of bags. Well, we'll see, a lot of bags is be'etzim the same problem. But I will speak first on what we have in the Chazon Ish. We have the tea bags, the tea on, full with sense. And then we put hot water, and because very dark tea, you pour a little bit inside the water, and then you get the gishmak. If the tea on, that little pitcher, is full till the top, normally after sitting a little bit, in the bottom you have little pieces, the top is liquid. There's no problem to pour it. Even when you're pouring it, could be in the edge, it's already a little bit leaving the leaves, but it's not what you need. It's not called your oisek bebreire. Then it's muta. Some hold, but if you're allowed or you're not allowed. So when the top is no problem. Now the shaila is, it's mixed together. You got to the edge, and you want to pour it out. You're allowed to do it or you're not allowed to do it. You have the little pieces inside. L'chol l'fidu mishnebua, if you're doing it le'alda, you want to serve tea right away, you're allowed to. Maskin. But here became a problem. This tiyon has a sifter. Le'alda is muter bayat. But le'alda is not muter with a keli. Here you're doing with a keli. Here you're doing with a keli. With a keli you're not allowed to. So some hold it's a isul d'raisa if you use it in Shabbos. The Chazon Ish was matir. Hagoyen Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer, Taina Dekro. And the back is a list of 10 things that he heard from his mother. Meshem the Chazon Ish, the house of the Chazon Ish. And it's brought down there that they used the Tiyon and Shabbos, and the Chazon Ish was not checking what is the level of the water. So some want to say the Chazon Ish was only Matir B'tziruf, that maybe it's not. He's not made of the Chazon Ish, even that he knew that the water is already very low and it's mixed with the pieces. Chazon Ish used it. In the beginning of Shabbos, the liquid was high, the pieces were in the bottom, it was no bayra. Someone to say the Chazon Ish was matir b'tziruf that is not sure. Suffolk brayer. Zodish Mir Shabbos, why are you allowed to? It's kli she'osui livroir le'alter bilvat. This little pitcher, the way you use it, when you make a cup of tea, you pour it. It's not like a sifter. A sifter, you sift for doing your cake later. Here, when you want to use the water, this is the way you do it. You sift and you drink. It's klisha osui lebreira le'alta. Val, it's a klisha osui lebreira le'alta. You're allowed. Now, Limosho. salt shaker. We spoke about a salt shaker. A salt shaker, today they put rice inside the salt shaker. Because the salt, when it gets liquid inside, it becomes like a piece. So it doesn't come out. So they put pieces of rice inside the salt shaker. That like this, when you use the salt shaker, even if liquid comes inside, the salt stays loose. You're allowed to use such a salt shaker in Shabbos or not? It's Negei Alamaisa to you. You use such a salt shaker or not? You eat out or you don't eat in Shiva? You never go to hotels? A regular bachur. The marshal, if you go to eat in the Ramada for Shabbos, the Ramada and all the salt shakers, they have rice inside. Marshal Mashgiach, all you that give the double Ashgoch in the Ramada, tells me the marshal that it's okay. Chutz in the salt shaker. That will be the only problem. He said, no, this is their rice, he says. It's the rice. As it turns out, at the mechir could be the Ramon. Gali, I did not use it at the mechir. You understand what I'm saying? But I know the mice, if you're in the Ramada for Shabbos, what we do is you open the salt shaker. When you need to make a moitzi, you open the salt shaker. So I do it every time. Because I don't have the mechal Shabbos. The all yule moshul holds that it's also the chalik yom shul mazal. They're machmer very much. Every place where they do a Shabbos, the machmer will be no salt in the salt shaker. No, it's what about the chukas? It's all you. It's the rice. So I asked us how to give Ashgoches. So again, going back to the argument of the Ashgoches and the Kashas also on Shabbos. The Blaj, I don't know, I never checked the salt shaker. But no matter, you take the salt shaker, you'll see. There's rice inside. Now, Zogdim Shum Zaman, it's Mutter. That's exactly like the case of the Tiv, the Chazanish. Salt shaker is only made to use the Alta. These salt shakers are not factory ones, kitchen ones. When you eat, what is a salt shaker? So that when you eat, okay, some people argue that when you cook in the kitchen, you also have a salt shaker. And that is not mamish le'alta. Here's a big argument if it's made le'alta or not. The tea thing is when you serve the tea. You don't make tea if it's to serve it another 2 hours. It'll be cold. Tea is made le'alta. There we have the chazanish. We don't understand. A salt shaker is a question if it's exactly. Shabbos wanted the damage. Shabbos wanted the medamet. So a lot of London Taina, a salt shaker, I know my wife, also in the kitchen. She doesn't have in the kitchen a salt shaker. She uses the bigger ones they have. Small little ones are not so practical for the kitchen. But I don't know. I have to check in every place. Some older couple that only makes like a little bit of food. I don't know. I'm saying, again, we're playing with their rices. We'll take one more thing. Go back to the other day, but I want to the concept the other bit. We started to speak, and this is again very much on the pitchers. Pitcher is something that is on the table, and again, here's the bigger question. How do you know what is a pitcher? Some people at the table, they have the pitcher, but I opened some fridges and I saw pitchers inside also. Right? You didn't see pictures in the front of the fridge? Here's the question. How to look at a picture? You have picture and you have inside cubes of ice. You're allowed to pour out or not? It's oichal b'teir psoilis. But it's klisha also lebreira. Zog de achroinim. The same heter again. No one pours with a pitcher and then saves the cup for another 2 hours. The pitcher is made to serve with it, especially when it's ice. The ice melts after 5 minutes. So the idea of the pitcher is, and not that people put a soul checker also for 2 years in the closet, but it's made to use le'alter. Now, okay, it's a small of the chazanish that not everyone was mekabel. Now you can't say it's like the tea that the leaves are at the bottom, derech ha'ice to be on top. Yachud darkoi shel ice. He goes on top. Chaznish. So the Shmir Shabbos Ki Yilchosa told me that the ice is not considered mixed inside the drink. He's separate. The Yilchosa Shabbos says if it's a lot of little pieces, then it's considered mixed. He says it's separate. This, he told me it's allowed. So when people asked me last week what comes out, I said the vowel is allowed. So till next week. So, I said, the ma'aser shem is out. Mishmir Shabbos told me you're allowed. So you have the chazanish plus the svara, but maybe you're allowed. When you think about it, it's hard to understand it. Now again. Some want to say that Lemoshel, if it's only one or two pieces, and you don't care if you get the ice or not, maybe it's not a breira. I will explain. Alamol, you want the rice to stay in the salt shaker for the, that it will not get wet. You want the tea to stay in the sense. But you don't want it to come to you. So you're oisik bebreir. And the ice, yeah, it was a lot of cubes, then could be that gets mixed. Could be the balabais doesn't want the ice to go to you. But by you is no psoilis for oichel. The mosho. I didn't go into the shayla today. You know, when you serve salad and you have that special spoon that has holes that the liquid that the dressing will stay in the plate and not come out of the salad. If you're allowed to use it or not. The Poskim aser. Maybe later we'll get the coolest. But I want to get to us. It's made only for eating right away. They tell you when the chazanish was matir, you have to add. Not only because it's only made for that. The salt shaker is made to serve salt. The pitcher is made to serve drink. This spoon is made to boil the pieces out. Now, the pitcher is made to hold the drink. When you take it out, there's one piece there that helps the boil. The tea is made where the sense makes the tea. When they take it out, they don't want the pieces to come out. This spoon is a spoon to make to take out the food without the juice. This is what they want to answer, that special spoons. But this is Pasha Namasha. What I give a person, he loves the juice. Okay, he was looking in the kitchen for a spoon without. The problem is that the only big spoons are the ones that come with the shake. Then there's no shaykh to boil. He's not boiler. He's trying both. Look, it's falling off, yeah? Guy's eating, he has a fork. Things dripping out the fork, yeah? No shakas to beira. Someone to say that the Moshe, when you come to a place, and take, you're not makmin not to take the ice. No difference to you. Couldn't be, it's much easier. You don't care. You have lamazon, maybe you have not so better, so much ice. Oh my God, some people mama stuff the cup, you know, hide on the plate, they fill your cup with ice. You have to tell them you don't want ice, yeah? What happened in the plane, how you could drink before with ice. So you don't care to have ice inside the cup. So here, maybe you don't want it to come out. But it's not psilis mitechoicha. So again, if you don't care, if you're not the balabos bichlal, and bichlal thing, I'm trying, again, b'tzil v'sforis, that it's not mixed. And it's not, people serve cups full with ice. I said, I don't worry about the plane, you put full ice, then you put like a little bit of drink, yeah? Now, I'm not sure if they do it for that reason, because they wanted to save the drink or something like that. But I'm trying to explain, no one says, what is going on here? I can't drink his ice. It's a way to serve. I think it speaks, this one shows to us that it's not, by us, it's not called a psilis. We said already, that if you have pieces inside that most people in the world are not makbid, you're allowed to take it in a sifter, right? This was the first year. So I think there is a big tzad to be making. If the Balabai, I'm assuming the Balabai is himself that really wants to keep them, I'm also misupik, he wants to keep them, but he wants to take out the drink, I thought it was absurd, so I'm not so sure exactly what is happening here with you. But maybe the seal of that is like the taka to be making to serve with a pitcher.
Why is there a special spoon in the earth with the psalms? She's taking the oichel.
Right, the psalms. Yeah, but that's not there. It's cliche in the brain. It's like a sifter. That spoon is a sifter. This is what they claim. This spoon is like a sifter.
Maybe the drink is worse. Even though the small piece of the pitcher is lighter, it's not even the